This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What do you think a legitimate investigation would reveal about the Democrats? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where you can find out more about us. And it's the part of the network that we call the KevinJacksonShow.com. So I started this particular hour off asking, what do you think a legitimate investigation would reveal about the Democrats? So do you want to look at them just as a party? It would reveal that they are unscrupulous. They are liars. They will do anything to sell a narrative. They coordinate. They collude. It's funny to watch social media giants censor us when they should be censoring the Democrats, because these people, there is nothing about them that's legit. So if you look at the party as a whole and you're asking, you say things like, well, what do you think about global climate change? It's a lie. What do you think about their care, the institutional racism they speak of? It's all on them. In the big cities, academia, you name it, it's all on them. What do you think about their ideas around border security? You think they care about border security truly? Or do you think it's a ruse to get more votes? They certainly protect their stuff. I could go on. So the Democrats as a party, do you really think that they put their faith in somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that's who they really want to turn this country over to? Or Ilhan Omar? Or do you just think that these are people that would... you know, that they put up there to make you believe something about the party that they really don't. They use these people to tout all the little issues that they claim are near and dear to their hearts. It's insane. I watch these guys as a party and I ask myself, who would legitimately want to be part of that group? That's why I proudly tell you folks, I was never Sheriff Clark or Candace Owens or some of these others. I've never been a Democrat. You couldn't convince me to be that. What about the individuals? What if you opened up an investigation on Nancy Pelosi and the amount of money that woman has made in government at her salary? What if you opened up an investigation into the Clintons? Supposedly, that's been open under AG Barr. And what did we get? We got nothing. What if you opened up an investigation on Adam Schiff? How would that turn out? That weasel. Or Jabba the Hutt, Jerry Nadler. Ask yourself, will they pursue the charges that are currently being levied against some of these Democrats on China? Will they pursue that with the same vigor as they have the Russian collusion nonsense that they talked about under Donald Trump? You think they're willing to spend $40 million looking at any of these clowns, chasing this story to the bitter end? Because let me tell you what happens at the end of this little rainbow. There is a pot of gold. Here's what a spokesperson said about this. We talked about it in the previous hour. She says, influence and interference operations are fundamental to how the Chinese Communist Party engages with the world. Fundamental. Here's what's funny. We use the CIA to do our clandestine activities and spying. And I don't know how big the CIA is. Maybe they got 20,000 spies. Do they have 2 million? Because that's what the Chinese have. The Chinese have almost 2 million people that have infiltrated academia, they've infiltrated corporate America, and they've infiltrated the very government that claims it serves you. And you know what? You don't even have to guess about it. It's a fact. All you got to do is look at the numbers. All you got to do is look at the reports of professors giving or selling secrets to the Chinese. All you got to do is look at the news. What's his face? Swalwell dates a Chinese chick who dates some other people. How about we just chase that little rabbit down the rabbit hole? Because I'm telling you, we won't have to go very far. Hunter Biden admits that he's in business with the chief spy of China. He admits it openly. His dad admits that he's extorting Ukraine. If you investigate my son any further, I'll take my $1 billion of taxpayer money and I'll go home. Across the board, these people admit it. Hillary Clinton admitted that she's a crook when she bleach bit her servers and then tried to smash hard drives and phones. Really? And Comey could find nothing that led to him to believe that it was intentional. The spokesperson goes on to say, China's role in the world today cannot be understood without reference to the wide array of malign activities that the CCP undertakes to influence our societies that are covert, coercive, and corrupting. And as we speak on this subject, Democrats hold out hope that Joe Biden will be elected president knowing this guy is corrupt. There's no question. They alluded and tried to make us believe that Trump was compromised, a multi-billionaire. And you got this putz who's taking chump change so his son, his crackhead son, can build their enterprise and they could ultimately run it. It's unbelievable. Just goes to show you, no ends. The Democrats have no ends. Glad you guys are paying attention. Some of you are, I'm getting a lot more mail, whatever you want to call it. Messages, that's it. Messages, because it's not mail. Getting messages from people saying, Kev, what are you thinking, man? What are you thinking? Is Biden going to be president? I've already answered the question. He will not be. I answered earlier in the previous hour all that has been exposed, all that is still waiting to come out. It's the tip of the iceberg. Who do you think's going down? Now that things are starting to get cleaned up, the Director of National Intelligence is an actual ally of the president. I'm confident, folks. We got everything going for us. And I'm sorry we had to go through all this, because I know it made your heart rates rise a bit, but we had to do it this way in order to expose all the dirt. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Just have to talk about Russian disinformation, because the people peddling it are not on my side of the aisle. Senior Democrat leaders, including Ranking Member Peters, were involved in a process of creating a false intelligence product that was supposedly classified. They leaked to the media that accused Senator Grassley, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and myself of accepting and disseminating Russian disinformation from Andrei Derkach. I'd never heard of the person until they brought it up. Senator Peters introduced that false information, Russian disinformation, into our investigation record. 50 people associated with the intelligence community after our Hunter Biden investigation and the revelations of the Hunter Biden computer said, this is Russian disinformation. Now we find out it's a real investigation by the Justice Department. So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the Ranking Member Peters accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation just hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation.
Rabbit holes.
Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're doing.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, you can't make
Judge Starr
allegations and then dropping it there. That is why this needs to return back
Judge
to a partisan thing. This is terrible what you're doing to this committee and all the great work that you talked about.
It is what you have done to this committee.
It is not
falsely accusing the chairman of spreading disinformation. Nothing could have been further from the truth, and you're spouting it again, which is why I had to respond.
Come on, Paul.
Mr. Chairman.
Judge Starr.
Outrageous.
Judge Starr.
It's amazing how many controversies we have brewing with these Democrats. They lied about Russian collusion. There was none, at least not with Donald Trump. There was Russian collusion narrative BS story being offered by the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign, supported by the media. Then, fast forward, Ukraine. You got Biden on camera extorting the Ukrainian government, and what do? They use that to go after Trump and try to impeach him. Again, fake news narrative supported by the fake news. Then you get Hunter Biden, who's a deviant of the highest order. I mean, you got to look at that guy and just go say to yourself, you know, a parent's love is the only thing that guy can get, because as a friend, would you trust him? Would you trust him with your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter? I don't know many people who would. But we've got Hunter, who's embroiled, mixed up with the Chinese, mixed up with the Ukrainians, mixed up wherever that guy goes. Joe Biden's got to play Mr. Fix-It, and he does it because he's getting that money. It's how he was able to buy Jill that place he talked about. You know, I promised my wife I was going to buy her that cabin in the woods or whatever it was, and he did it. How'd he do it on a VP salary? How'd he do it on his Senate salary? The same way Pelosi and all these other crooks did it. Same way the Clintons did it. So you got all that brewing, and you have Democrat congressmen and senators spreading misinformation. I talked about them, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, this guy Peters, and many others, working in cahoots with the media, setting false narratives, putting other people in prison who don't deserve to be there while the people who deserve to be in prison are walking around free, temporarily. Donald Trump's going to be one vindictive SOB when he gets back in there, I'm telling you. Does he look concerned? I'm just asking. You tell me. I don't think he does. I think Trump's playing possum. So my grandmother said, he's playing possum out there. I keep hearing things about how many people would have changed their votes had they known about Hunter Biden. Really? How many people would have changed their votes had they really looked at this story about Tara Reid? How many people would have changed their votes if they really knew that Biden suffers from dementia? Which he does. You know, all these vote changes, and that could have made the difference for Trump. Let me tell you something. It didn't matter what happened with Joe Biden. Donald Trump kicked his narrow white behind, but good. It didn't matter. If Joe Biden were of sound mind and body, it didn't matter. If Hunter Biden was not a crackhead who sleeps with underage girls and sex traffics, it wouldn't have mattered. None of it mattered. Donald Trump would have beaten him no matter what, and he did. And anybody that believes Joe Biden got 82 million votes is a moron or a liar. They're just pulling your leg because it didn't happen. friends of mine were like, this could have made all the difference. No, it wouldn't have. The Dominion voting machine and the cheating that went on with that machine is what made the difference. And here's what I want to know. I want to know what all these social media pukes are going to do once it's determined that they did cheat. What are they going to do? Are they going to give us our props? Are they going to give me my pages back? Now we find out that Hunter Biden had correspondence with the CEFC chairman, Yi Jianming, who's one of the richest guys in the world. It's from 2017. And his son extended best wishes from the entire Biden family and urged the chairman to quickly send the $10 million wire to properly fund and operate the Biden joint venture with the now bankrupt Chinese energy company that had a partner who was a Chinese spy, the chief spy of China. Those are Hunter's words, not mine. So he's looking for this $10 million that he was promised. Hunter Biden wrote the attached letter. It was on June 17th of 2017. Please accept best wishes from the entire Biden family as well as my partners. He added, we are all hoping to see you again here soon or in Shanghai. Biden went on to update Yi, saying they've concluded the establishment of Sinohawk Holdings. That was the joint venture. They brought on Tony Bobulinski, who we've heard interviewed on Tucker. Says he's a very close friend of the Biden family, joined our team to focus on the execution of things as a partner. So all this points to this is a Biden family affair. This isn't something Joe doesn't know anything about. And that's the way they're trying to prep it. But trust me, it isn't selling. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to haggle over a new coronavirus relief package. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin saying things are progressing.
We have made significant progress. Funding the government is basic to our work in Congress, and this COVID relief bill is essential as well.
SpaceX is postponing the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a spy satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office. Avionics production supervisor Andy Tran explains how the hold was put on the launch with less than 2 minutes to go before liftoff.
At that time, sensors detected slightly high pressures in the upper stage liquid oxygen tanks, which caused the abort. Now, keep in mind, the purpose of the countdown is to help us catch potential issues prior to flight. There are 1,000 ways launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right.
This is USA Radio News. Folks are continuing to dig out after a winter snowstorm affected over 60 million Americans from Georgia all the way up to Maine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy saying the roads are still icy and will remain that way for the next several days in his state.
There's ice in the ground. It's sub-freezing temperatures. The roads are better than any of us could have hoped, but it's still the time to be careful. Drive slowly if you're out and stay home if you can.
At least 4 people are dead because of the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling reporters he doesn't believe it's worth issuing another stay-at-home order over the coronavirus pandemic because it won't work.
People's lives have been crushed, and their pocketbooks and their ability to pay the rent and put food on the table has been harmed because of the shutdowns.
The Texas governor noting cases in California continue to rise because the virus spreads faster in a home setting. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, what happens when Donald Trump's second term hits? He's vindictive, he's upset, he's mad, and rightfully so. And he just decides, you know what, I'm going to make these Democrats pay. He's already started releasing classified informations, which is what I... Informations and such, that it's going to leave a lot of people in trouble. Brennan's in trouble. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The part you're listening to now is the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump, upset because of everything that's been done. He let it out. He told Biden in the debate, you've been caught. You know what you did. He said the other day, he said, hey, look, I don't wish Hunter Biden anything bad. I think Trump feels bad that he's got a son, that Biden has a son that's a crackhead. But when this is all said and done and the dust settles on everything that they did, You gotta figure, man, he's gonna say, enough is enough. This can never happen again. Let's talk about Dr. Fauci. I did a Kev Talks on this clown. And I only wish I'd been in a room when Dr. Fauci made the statement about, the vaccine for black people. Do we have that cut?
Dr. Kizvekia Corbett, or Kizzy Corbett. Kizzy is an African American scientist who is right at the forefront of the development of the vaccine. So the first thing you might want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine that you're going to be taking was developed by an African-American woman. And that is just a fact. I mean, that is a fact. And I think that's some of the things that people don't fully appreciate.
Can you believe that racist nonsense? Cool. I'm infuriated that little punk would say something like that. Hey, listen, to all my African-American friends, let me just say to you in my New York accent, it's okay for you to take the medicine because the person that developed it was Dr. Kizmidia. Oh, we just call her Kizzy. That's her street name. That's her arrest record name. Well, his real name is Jaquan Matthews, but we call him Black Blue, Blue Velvet. Because black people always got to have a street name. I will never forget when I was arrested for with an identity theft thing. It wasn't for me. It was somebody else. But they arrested me because I have a very common name. And the guy says to me, what's your name? I said, Kevin Jackson. He goes, you got any nicknames? I was like, no. Nobody calls you by any other name. I go, no. I mean, Kev, like that. And he goes, yeah, but no street name, And I go, no, Kev. They shortened my name. That's it. I don't have any. I said, my great-grandfather calls me. Well, I won't say it because I don't let anybody else call me that. But I go, my great-grandfather has a name for me. But that was his way to remember me and my brother, his great-grandkids. He couldn't remember us by our names, so he gave us the names of his best friends. Anyway, I had that name. But I go, no, I don't have a street name. I don't have a nickname. My name is Kevin. Sometimes they call me Kev. And as I've gotten older, I got a couple of friends that call me KJ. But I go, that's it. I don't have a street name. I ain't like Plug, you know, or Squeakums or Honey Boo or whatever. And the guy just kept looking at this cop, looking at me like, you got to have a street name. Come on, Negro, you got a street name. I'm like, man, you ask me that question one more time, and I'm going to have a street name for you. I mean, I really got upset about it because he asked me like four times, you don't have a street name? No, I don't have a street name. Anyway, this smug little racist Fauci, it's okay for black people to take the vaccine that practically kills nobody because the vaccine was partially developed by a black woman. What a thing to say to black people. A completely racist comment. I wonder, folks, is it okay for black folks to take any of the other medications that were developed by non-blacks? Or is that considered cultural appropriation? The French had developed, heck, they developed the vaccine, the thing for polio, didn't they? Who was it? No, it was Jonas Salk. I don't know. Here's my point. I don't know who developed penicillin. It wasn't somebody black, right? I don't know who developed what. But here's what I know. If it's effective on the human body, I want it. I don't even want to wait on the black version. In fact, it's kind of like when I picked my doctor. I went to get my hernia operation, and I went to this white doctor. And so I go in there. He seems like he's competent. You know, that's who they assigned me, was a white doctor. Well, had some problems with his staff. They call me rude because I ask about my bill. I ask him, was I going to be double billed for something that I didn't feel like I needed? And they were like, you're rude. You're just so mean. I was like, to ask a question about my bill? Well, we don't want you as a client. I said, well, I don't want you as my doctor. So anyway, I ended up getting an Asian doctor, Dr. O, and I traded up. I know he got better grades than that white boy. You know he finished school better than that white boy. Now, Dr. O, I don't know, is he Chinese or is he Korean? I don't know. If he's Chinese, I may have to see if they put some nanoparticles in my body so they can track me, but I don't know. But I felt like I traded up. If they'd have given me to a black doctor, I'd have said, I want to see your credentials because you might be affirmative action, Mr. Obama. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, black man. Anyway, what's next for Fauci? You ain't black unless you take this medicine? Is he going to pull a Joe Biden on black folks? Unbelievable. How dare this little Italian puke say to black people that you... Well, you can take the medicine because it was developed by Kizzy. Y'all know Kizzy from Roots, right? Yep, you ain't black unless you take this vaccine. No, no, no. He'll tell black people, this vaccine will not only cure Wu flu, it'll cure sickle cell. Even if you don't have sickle cell, it'll take care of it for you so your people will never have it again. Yep. Nope, you don't think so? What do you think? Well, we were kicking it around, and I said, if they make it taste like chicken, it might entice a few more black people to take it. But then they might also get some southern white folks wanting some, too. Is that fried chicken over there? That's what Paul Dingle said. Don't be giving that black man that medicine with that fried chicken. You better bring that fried chicken over here to me, boy. Just guessing.
Oh, man, it do. It tastes like chicken. Look at her. Look at her.
Unbelievable, man. The hubris of this guy. So black people, my black brothers and sisters, you can take the vaccine because it was developed on the front end by a black woman, an African-American woman. She did it. It's safe for you. Yeah. Why don't you come on and be the guinea pigs? Kind of like the Tuskegee experiment, you know? Unbelievable. Kizzy, too. You know who Kizzy was. Did y'all see the show Roots? Y'all, how old are y'all? Yeah, well, y'all old enough to know what Roots is. Do you know what Roots is? Alex Haley and all them? Do you know? It was based on a real family. It was a ripoff. Alex Haley said he wrote Roots, and he didn't. He didn't write it. But boy, he got critical acclaim for it. And what's funny is Alex, they used to call it Alex Haley Roots, and then they finally took that off and it was just Roots. And it was a good show. O.J. Simpson was in it. They may not show his episodes anymore. But LeVar Burton got famous for playing Kunta Kinte. And Kunta Kinte married a woman named Belle Waller, and they birthed a daughter named Kizzy. Her real name is Kisa in Mandinka. In the language of Mandinka, Kisa means to stay put. I wonder if they have a meaning in Mandinka for to stay stupid. Because that's essentially what these leftists are. Kisa. The black leftists, they're Kisa, Kizzy. They stay put. They do what they're told. And they act like they're all militant. Man, we up in here. White man better do this. White man is directing them to do everything that they do. And these clowns think they're being militant. Nobody tell us what to do. Let me tell you something. It didn't matter. The black vote didn't matter. I said it earlier in the broadcast. People would tell me, well, Kevin, Donald Trump would have done a lot better if he was to tone down his rhetoric during the debate. And if Joe Biden, if they had known more about Joe Biden. And I'm like, shut up. Just shut up. You don't know anything about the election. Donald Trump trounced Joe Biden, and there was nothing Biden could do, and there was nothing Trump. Trump could have set Biden on fire. Just ran over there, poured gasoline on him, and struck a match, and people would have been, yeah, way to go, Donald Trump. I mean, outside of the nasty nature of that, I would have cheered it. I wouldn't cheered Biden getting burned to death, but I'm saying there wasn't much Trump could do wrong in my eyes because the dude performed. And then, but this thing that he let this little Fauci, I call him Fraudchi, get away with this stuff and become like he's some purveyor of all the wisdom as it relates to the Wu flu is ridiculous. And this little sucker shows his racism. Black people, come take the meds because you'll help us to convince white people to do it. So please take the meds. That's what they use us for. Convince white people to do. We do the dirty work. They don't want to do themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let's do our mail grab bag segment. Let's start off with this Wu Flu cure. I don't know if this is true, but it sure seems possible. But they said they got a tracking component in there. A type of colloidal suspension with the capability of being traced and monitored. Able to signal and alert. Like you would just be a beacon. This lady warned about it. Pfizer, they say, has an additive in its COVID vaccine. It's called M neon green. It's a luminescent protein, an artificial fluorescent, which enables it to be used for fluorescence imaging. In an October 7th article, Rebecca Tapscote wrote, only through the use of M neon green were Pfizer and BioNTech able to develop and test vaccine candidate at light speed, making them the first to market and earning them an immediate $400 million in grants and over $4 billion in sales of the vaccine to date. Did you get any of that money? Did you guys invest in that stuff? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. M. Neon Green. You might glow in the dark if you take that medicine. That's why they want black people to take it. That's why Fauci wants us to take it. Take it, black people, so we can see you in the dark. If y'all are committing all them crimes out there, we'll know. Yeah, baby. What else we got? Oh, I like this story. Pet psychic and Biden's dogs. So this is just the craziness of leftism. Pet psychic and Biden's dog. That's the title of this. Champ says he needs memory foam bedding to ease problems with his joint. Major thinks he may have dental problems. Both dogs say Joe Biden's troubles with Donald Trump are far from over, but their master is calmed and focused enough to steer America forward. So says the pet psychic. She's reading the minds of the pets, and they're telling her what to think. And she goes on, the Biden White House has sprung its first leaks. But what can be done when the leakers are the president-elect's, finger quotes when I say that, beloved dogs? They are communicating telepathically with a pet psychic in the English Midlands. Biden will probably try to put this lady on his fictitious cabinet that he... Biden, even when he loses, he's still going to be building a cabinet. He's going to be like, okay, Jill, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill, she is slapping. Pow! You better call me Dr. Boy. I'm so sorry, Dr. Jill. Anyway, so, who's going to be my secretary of the pet psychics? And then, who's going to be my secretary of, I don't know, what, carpet tuning and canoe rowing? Yeah. I can see Biden playing on the floor with his little blocks and stuff as his dementia fully kicks in. Pet psychic. Crazy. It began when British daytime TV show This Morning provided Beth Lee Crowther with pictures of Biden's two German shepherds, Champ and Major. It's funny. I got to stop for just a second. See, the Bidens are a funny family. See, Jill Biden, she wants to be referred to as Dr. Jill. Tucker Carlson did a funny thing on her. I'm probably going to do something just on that by itself. Because see, all these lefties, they love their titles, they love their trophies and things like this. See, you and I, is it nice to get recognized? Sure, it is. But I don't need the trophy. Like they have this thing; it's called the Radio Hall of Fame. I'll probably never go in it, but I'll tell you this: I deserve it. I think we've delivered the best radio in a decade. Second only to maybe some of the top guys like Rush Limbaugh and others. But I would venture to tell you, if Rush Limbaugh listened to my program, he'd be pretty doggone proud. He'd say, this kid has got some chops. I don't try to do it to the level that he does it because I don't have the budget. I don't have Bo Snerdly. Man, y'all learn about Bo. Bo is bad to the bone. One of the top producers ever. You don't just get to be Rush Limbaugh's producer and be a slouch. You can't be no chicken head. So, but if I had that type of production, you know, producer and then the production team and all the things that they do, I'd deliver a show that would make you, it would be amazing. But I'm not sitting around going, I hope I make it to the Radio Hall of Fame. Oh, I sure hope. I don't care. If I make it to the Radio Hall of Fame, congratulations to me and congratulations to them. But anyway, this pet psychic, they say, performs animal communications using telepathy and mind-to-mind communications. And I'll tell you this, anybody that wants to communicate with Biden or his dogs, you know what they are, right? Lefties. Crowther, they say, from the county of Worcestershire, uses photographs and can just be in the same room as an animal in order to begin. She claims speaking with it. With their pictures, she says, she's forged a close relationship with Biden's dogs. And wow, did they ever dish out about their owner, as well as a ramping up of his troubles with the non-conceding President Trump. Now, on that score, they are 100% correct. Yeah. They talk about moving into the White House, their master's calmness, and even Biden's plan to govern. Ha! Huh! Biden is as close to the White House as he'll ever get as he sits his butt in the bunker in Delaware. That's as close as he'll get. Ain't going nowhere. Kamala's sister girl, she is not giving up her Senate seat for a reason. And I don't care whatever chump, a chump and major. That's what I was going to tell you guys. They name their dogs Champ and Major. You know, these names that are regal, like we're the champions. Joe Biden says, I was the top of my class. Jill Biden says, you call me Dr. Jill. Then Joe Biden beefs up his son, Bo. Bo is an amazing kid. Bo, Bo, Bo. Oh, Hunter. Hunter had a problem, but he's overcome it. No, he's not dealing with the Chinese and their spies or whatever. Everybody's got the best resume ever. 47 years of stellar performance, right, for Joe Biden, the racist. And then they name their dogs Champ and Major. You know, these regal names. Oh, God. Name your dogs what you want. I'm just saying, again, dogs whose resumes, they're probably more like Chihuahuas. They call them German Shepherds, but they probably behave like Chihuahuas. Ain't fooling me. What else? Hey, it was funny because after they said she talked telepathically to the dogs, social media erupted. People were like, yeah, hey, I talked to those dogs telepathically, and they told me that the Democrats cheated. And one of them, I love this comment, they told me that Biden sniffs more people than his dogs. You know, Biden the sniffer. It's funny, this one they said, they told me both of them voted for Trump. Another one said this, I love dogs as much as anyone, but when it comes to fitness to be president of the U.S., I'm not going to rely on the judgment of anyone who sniffs butts and licks its private parts. I got to admit, I agree with that one. Who else we got? What else we got story-wise here? Oh, Cuomo sexually harassing a staffer. The Me Too. Me Too come lately. Yeah, here's the thing. The time of accusing leftist men of sexual harassment ended with Weinstein. And apparently this young lady didn't get the memo. Now, I looked her up. She's a cute chick. But here's a story from the Daily Caller. One of Cuomo's former advisors accused the New York mayor of sexually harassing her for years, saying, I know I am not the only woman. Yes, Cuomo sexually harassed me for years, said Lindsay Bolin. She didn't respond to their request for comment, but she said many saw it and watched. I could never anticipate what to expect. Would I be grilled on my work, which was very good, or harassed about my looks? Or would it be both in the same conversation? Not knowing what to expect was the most upsetting part, aside from knowing that no one would do a dang thing about it, even when they saw it. She says, no one. And I know I am not the only woman. Is she kidding? Of course she's not the only woman. Cuomo has screwed more women than Wilt Chamberlain, but those women know how to keep their mouths shut, or he'll shut it for them. Holy mother of Kamala, look at what happens when you toe the line, princess. Just keep your mouth shut. Clearly, these allegations alone would mean that another award waits for Cuomo. They give leftist men awards for stuff like this. Look at this. That good man kills old people in nursing homes. They give him an Emmy. They talk about his leadership. You better keep your mouth shut, girlfriend. Maybe Cuomo will get the last Tony Award because Broadway's not likely to reopen. Maybe they'll give him that award for his sexual harassment of Lindsay. I looked up. I looked at her. She's cute. She's not all of that, but she's cute. She's cute for a Cuomo. Cuomo's are they're not that good looking. I mean, look, to each his own. Chris is the better looking of those two. You know, if you were going to be gay, you'd probably want to date Chris and not Andrew. Andrew looks like a troll. But they're just muscle heads, you know, and bullies. They're like Saddam Hussein's boys, you know, Uday and Kusay. They'd stop at a wedding and pick your bride off and rape her and then bring her back and say, she was a good time for us. Thank you for having her. Bunch of muscle heads. You know he did it. You know he did it. Sexually harassed many women.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.